Yes, the time is gone, but Zama God will give us the grace to
like it.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, we honor your holy name. We thank you for an opportunity to sit at your feet, O God, to be taught by you, to be guided, and to be blessed by you, O God. I thank you that these are your people, O God. You know the needs of each and every heart, O God. And I pray that this moment we shall begin to speak to each and every one of them in a language that they understand. We refuse every work of the evil one. We cancel every demonic activity. We silence every voice of the enemy, every contradiction of darkness. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the blood of Jesus shall overflow in this place, that forgiveness shall overflow, that restoration shall overflow, that we shall receive the power to stay steadfast in the word of God and in our faith. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Rabbana.
Amen. Today we are going to share on a topic that is called continuing steadfast.
Alela negera asma in one and beginning darikena is the mir kum sabi.
Continuing steadfast.
Kena is the mir wogif sabi.
And we are going to read from the book of Acts chapter 2.
Alela negera garafi amala rosul asha ifni.
From verse 36, and we are going to read up to the end.
Me dasita utelitin lenihayan.
The Bible says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Tabamukadas bikeli mgale, keli juwa bita Israel aru gale, Rabbana dea wadi Yesu al-Masi, alita kon seli bufiseli, o ya Rab ukaman o sunu mesi.
Now when they had this, they were cut to the heart, and they say to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
But umon asma kalam de gulubi tomon boksur, yaromon kelim le buturus gali, umon kelim le buturus utalamista ninde gali, ya kwana anna kelamun sunyala.
Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call.
Yala buturu zbala keli mdomon, anketa kunto wakul zol keli amidufi isimta rabana Yesu al-Masih ukatia mitakon biafi. Yala itakum biligo hadia alo rohan kudus sandea wa le itakum ule yal bitakum yala wakamale kulu del al rabbana nadi.
And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation.
Then
those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly.
Okay. Umu amidumon u biyombi dak talata afnaskan uge hayatum de Yesu al-Masih.
In the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
Yala umu nistemir uge sabi fi derisa vita rosul de wala talamize umu nistemir fi sherika umu nistemir fi kasuru kops ukamani salawat.
Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
Ukaman kof taraban jalomon yala ajet ketir wal almat ketira taramize gadhamul.
Now all who believed were together and had all things in common.
Udel kulan amulemo kan gaidima bat sawa yalemungamun hadel kul sawa.
And sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need.
Yalemun bara tebi aje tomon kul yalemun jibu kulu mal tomon yalemun sharik mabal.
So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being
saved.
Amen. You see, one of the greatest challenges of the faith of Christianity. Is the power to stay steadfast. There are many people who are grateful, they are happy to accept Jesus. You will go for a crusade and 3,000 people will get saved. Or you got saved as a child. The children have started 50 in Sunday school. And then when they get to primary, they reduce to 30. When they reach to university, they reduce to 10. And when they reach to now become parents, they remain two only. Even if you look at the church, how many are the children? And then you go, how many are those in high school? And then how many are now in university? And then how many parents are remaining? What we see is that the number is going down. And this is a question we need to ask ourselves, why? What is it that makes people who started in the faith, they cannot stay to the end? Now the question is, if the early church was like us today, will there be a church today? They started 3,000. But there is something that they did that ensured that they were able to increase. That they did not stay, they did not diminish, they did not grow small. But they continued to grow. And the Bible says that this church that was formed, they were formed on the foundation of the preaching of the gospel. What was the foundation that they were taught? That we preach Jesus and Him crucified. Jesus that was crucified, He died and was in the grave 3 days. And on the third day He resurrected and is alive
today.
And we believe that He died for our sins. And when He died for our sins, He made us to become children of God. Our sins were forgiven on the cross. Everything that associated us with death was nailed to the cross. Every legal requirement against us was nailed on the cross.
kulu haja tilbada deruminana.
And with the victory on the cross over the works of darkness,
like asankamani Yeshua Masih gilibo viseli,
he defeated every power of the devil. And every work of witchcraft is defeated by Jesus. And everyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ dies with him and resurrects with him and is seated with Jesus far above all powers, all thrones, all dominions. Jesus, the message of salvation.
Yeshua alo kelima betasunu resala beta kulasa.
So we can see that the early church, they started on a foundation.
Ana ayo gale kelisa alfibida ale kanumur bala ke asas.
You see, if you're going in the wrong direction,
ita ayo kate grafiti jangala.
Even if you are using a car, you are wrong.
Sala kanta kisugu arabia itakala.
Speed is not important if you are in the wrong direction.
Kanta kira besura maguori kareta makira betijakala.
It is better that you are going in the right direction and walking than you are going on the opposite direction and you are running.
Oh, aksa na santa kira betijia abusa al sade.
And that is why the foundation of doctrine was very important. The Bible says, and this that believed, these 3,000 that were added to them, the Bible says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
There is sabi ta talamis.
That means that every day they were being taught by the teacher. They were being taught the ways of Jesus. I'm telling you, if you want to stay steadfast in your faith, you must constantly and daily be under the teaching of the Holy Spirit. You must constantly be reading the word of God. I love what someone said, that you did not come to joke, you came to be taught the word of God. Because my people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, if you don't know the right doctrine, when someone comes and cheats you, and you see the devil does not cheat you far away from the Bible. When he came to Jesus, he told him, man, convert this stone into bread. And Jesus said that it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That means that for you to have life, it's not just ish, it's not just bread that you eat. If you need life, you need the words of God to have life. And Jesus knew that the only way he can overcome temptation is by the word of God.
Yeshua Masih arugal asanobi ilibo shetan ile desbekelim.
And the Bible tells us that the word of God is the sword of the Spirit.
Taba mukala skelim gali kelima bitaraban o shef.
And this does not mean that you sleep with the Bible under your pillow. Some people, when they have bad dreams, they take the Bible, they put it under the pillow and they sleep with it. But they try that and they are still boxed by demons at night. Because the Bible says, the word that I have hidden in my heart. The Bible says, the word that I've hidden in my heart, that I will not sin against you. Jesus used to say, it is written.
Yesu amaseka ngikele ngali mo.
The devil will try do this jump from this high mountain. Jesus will say it is written.
Satan is saying ngali kata muntu mean na Yesu amaseka ngali mo.
The greatest danger to the believers is wrong doctrine.
Hakan kable momin sunu derisa abugala.
Wrong doctrine can take you in the wrong direction.
The result of Gala, then you see it.
The Bible calls it every wind of doctrine. Wind of doctrine.
There are
many people who, when a new prophet appears, they are carried. They are told there is a white man who has come, he's doing big things. They run there. They are told there is a church there, you go, you have to wash your legs first before you enter. They say that one is the right one. Someone comes and tell them, I have holy water, holy oil, come and buy. They are ready to
buy.
They are using the Bible, but in the wrong way. They will say, did you see Peter using handkerchiefs to heal? But was Paul selling the handkerchiefs? So they will use the same scripture. And they take you in the wrong direction. The Bible tells us that the early church, they continued steadfastly. Do you know the meaning of steadfast?
It's
like a tick.
Was the senior a tip?
In a cow, you know there are these insects in a cow.
Oh, fi hasharan wala fi aja ga dam dai magi juru dom beta bagar.
When that tick catches on the cow,
kanu lesson of his fi bagar.
Even if the cow dies,
sala kan bagar mutu.
The tick will still be on the body, hoping that the cow might resurrect. The tick will hold.
All this semir.
Every day is during blood. Even if it becomes full, it does not fall off. He does not forget that I need to hold. This is my life. Every day is steadfast. Steadfast. The tick is together. The tick is together. Now you hold me. Steadfast.
Okay, Sabbath.
Don't leave me.
Mother Siban.
We continue. Okay, we go. So they are walking steadfast. They continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. Gojo is calling him. Go. You see, when you are walking steadfast, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And they will not hear the voice of a stranger. Because when the wrong voice comes, it will tell you to leave where you are holding. And they tell you, if you give this big offering, you are going to get breakthrough. Now you forget that your answer is Jesus. And you think that your answer is this man of God. Then you go and remove your pounds. You go and remove dollars. And then you pour on the man of God. And he tells you, you will multiply. My daughter, my child, you are going to
be a
blessing. And then you go from there. You don't have school fees.
Mavis Grusbita school fees.
You don't have house rent.
Mavis Grusbita Ijar.
You don't have fuel for your car.
Mavis Grusle gas the Arabia Bita.
And that man of God
has
gone back to his country.
Oh Father, you don't feel it.
There is no phone number.
Mavis Rakam Bito.
There is no prayer cell where you say, let me pray for you.
Mavis Tendata became a late Kelly.
They are gone. They are called hit and run. Hit and run. And they are specialists in planting of seed. Today you are going to plant a seed. You are going to plant a seed for your
festival.
You are going to plant a seed for your house. You are going to plant a seed for every child of yours. You are going to plant a seed for your marriage. And they say,
100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, 100,000,
sick by the word of God. You're going to grow. You're going to grow. And not only will you be added, you're going to multiply. You know, multiplication is the next level of addition. It's okay. The next thing that they need to, they continued in, is fellowship.
It's sharing.
The believers daily, they met together to pray together. You cannot say that, me, I am so righteous, I don't need to pray with people.
But
when I pray, I just see angels. Oh, me, I am very anointed. Even if I touch a cow that is sick, it becomes
well.
That means you are healing. Even your car, if the engine is not working, you just touch it. Some people think they're so mighty. That they are the mighty men of God. That they don't need others. They say, today I will just pray in the house. Today I will just worship alone. In fact, I feel the presence of God more when I'm alone. You see, when lions are hunting, they look for the antelope that is alone. They don't run after the ones that are together. And even if there are many together, they have to do a strategy so that one goes in the opposite direction. And the one that has gone alone will be eaten. The Bible tells us the devil moves around like a lion looking for someone to devour. The day you stay alone, in fact, even David, the day he refused to go to war, is the day he fell into sin. People are in war. He is in the roof of his house looking at women
bathing.
The reason why people fall into sin is they stop coming to church.
They
are so strong.
And
they forsake fellowship. And you know, it starts very small. It starts first by coming late to church. Once you start coming late to church, then the fear of God goes. Because if you had an interview, you would have been on time. You are never late for work, but you're always late for church.
There
is something the believers have.
They
continue steadfastly in fellowship. That means today is Bible study.
We
are going with you. Remember that tick? That tick, even in the grave, the tick will enter with the cow. Are we going to be steadfast in fellowship? When there is Bible study, you have to be found. When there is a message shared on the WhatsApp group for you to read, are you reading?
Hal kan shariku fi WhatsApp kan shariku hal ita gagara.
Do you come for prayer meeting?
Ita kijia fi yom ita sarawat.
Do you come for choir practice?
Hal ita kijia fi yom ita temirin ita choir.
Or you're a superstar.
Walaita kibir.
The Bible tells us, let us not forsake the meeting together of brethren. As some of you are in the habit of doing. The third thing that they continued in is the breaking of bread. The believers constantly spent time together breaking bread. And what was this breaking bread? It was the remembrance of the Lord Jesus. The Bible tells them that when you break the bread, when each time you take the bread and the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. They constantly reminded themselves of the sacrifice of Jesus.
They
constantly reminded themselves that Jesus died for my
sins.
Jesus died for my sins. And his body was broken for me. I tell you, you could not even recognize Jesus. His body was beaten. His face was swollen. He had tears on his back and on his stomach and every part of his body. He had the crown of thorns on his head. He had nails on his hands and nails on his feet. He was pierced on his side. His body was broken. And the believers constantly reminded themselves that the punishment that I was supposed to get, Jesus took my place. There are things that you must constantly stay steadfast in. Apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and the Bible says, and prayers. I tell you, if you cannot pray, you're going to fall. If you stop praying, you start to fall.
Ita big bada waga.
Some people just pray 1 minute. And they mostly pray just before they sleep. And 90% of the time they say amen in the morning. Because they were saying, oh God, I thank you. You start to pray and you are inside your blanket. In fact, you prepare everything. You switch off the lights. You close the window. You check the gate is closed. Then you enter your blanket. Then you cover. And you are asleep. And then you wake up in the morning and say, amen. And you think your life will be normal? There is power in prayer. Jesus, the Bible used to tell us early in the morning, he will get up and go to a solitary place to pray. Jesus never started his day without prayer. He never got out to do anything without prayer. He has to speak to his Father. When you are praying, you are speaking to God. And you are speaking to a Father that loves you. And prayer is not just one-way communication. Prayer is two-way communication. As you pray, don't just pray. It's like going to talk to someone. No, he wanted to talk to me, but I have gone. Many people come and talk, God, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for my day. Go behind of me. Protect me. Cover me. Watch over me. Keep me safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. And God is saying, my child, wait. I want to teach you something. When you pray, don't be in a hurry to live. Stay quiet. And wait to hear from God. Sit with God. Throw away your phone. Don't focus on time. Can you imagine your child coming to talk to you, Father? And he's saying, Dad, I only have 5 minutes with you. So say what you want to say quickly. I want to go. And God is saying, hey, don't you know I am a king? And I had the Margaret and a minute. You wait on me. You wait on me. Prayers,
salawat,
will keep you.
You have a sweeter.
You see, when you're praying, there's something that God does to your spirit. He gives you wings. He gives you power. He gives you revelation. He gives you insight, understanding. I don't know how many of you have, as you are praying, you remember your brother. Or you remember your friend somewhere. God is communicating to you that as you continue to pray, pray also for your friend. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. And when you start to pray and those thoughts come, You must know that God is also communicating to you. So you can hear the voice of God. Even as a child, you can hear the voice of God. I tell you, if you start to pray at night, and then you sleep, you will start getting dreams from God. God will start to reveal to you things that you should know and you should do about the future. Many of you, God gave you a prophetic gift. You used to dream and these dreams come to pass.
But
now they have stopped. It is because you stopped prayer. You stopped being steadfast in the things which you started with. You see, let me give you some few points about staying steadfast. Number one, continuing steadfast is only important if you're headed in the right direction. That means it is pointless to continue in error. In fact, you become a worse son of hell. The Pharisees are the ones who will go land and sea to get one convert and make him a son of hell.
Sorry.
The Pharisees, they will go over land and sea to get one convert and convert him to be a worse a son of hell than he was before.
Now, as a Pharisee, they can go give up as a vital wise soul as a human being.
When you continue steadfast, it guarantees steady growth and commitment in the life of the believer. We have many Christians, but they are children in the things of God. They are children in the things of God. You might be in 20 years in salvation, but in the things of God, you are still a child. Because spiritual age is not by human age. Spiritual maturity is based on the light and revelation that you have of God.
Asanita be rabba firabana deru rohia.
And light and nur.
Number
three, continuing steadfastly, it calls for patience, endurance, and long suffering, even in the midst of persecution and opposition. Continuing steadfastly calls for patience, endurance and long suffering, even in the midst of persecution and opposition. Jesus told us that you cannot steal from a strong man. But if you want to steal from a strong man, you must first tie him up. Then you can steal from him. That means that in the kingdom of God there is a war. When you come to take a territory, there is going to be opposition. And the problem is some people at the smallest opposition they give up. There is no staying power. There is no long suffering. There is no patience. If the early disciples
can mominini wala taramisa
tribidad
fell when they were persecuted.
Kanun kani sagirwara umo waka wogi umo kimoro
kitajari. The gospel have reached to us today.
Han kan keli ma gosu lena.
In fact, all of them they died for the gospel.
Umo zaru kan mutu
kulu. All the 12 apostles were persecuted and they died for the gospel.
Kanda miza kanun kulu katulumon
bekalan. Many believers have died and even today they are dying for this gospel. Small persecution. And you say, okay, let me go back to the world. The Father tells you, if you continue going to that church, you will never be my child. What is more important, heaven,
hal sunia mohim them,
or your earthly father?
This samawad wala abubita.
I tell you, anyone who has left father, mother, brother, sister for the sake of the gospel, Jesus has promised you will get 100 times in this world.
Yesu almasikele mgalle del asib abuhabitomon umahabitomon alibiribitomon umabilitoke tir.
There is a time where you need to fight. The main reason people are discouraged, they stop going continuous. Small shaking like this, they lose the faith. They lose their job, they say, God is not real. You see, there are very many reasons why people stop being steadfast. Number one is when you stop doing the basics. When you stop doing prayer, reading of the word of God, fellowship, you're going to fall. Number two, when you have sin in your life, especially the one that is hidden, the one that is not confessed, number three, when you are persecuted and you face opposition, some people fall away. Number four, when people are discouraged because of
delay.
You have been praying for God to heal you. God is still not healing. Don't be discouraged. Jesus is coming. Some people are distracted from the world by the world cares and pleasures. They were going in one direction. And the devil started showing a nice car on the right side. And in that car there is a sugar daddy. And a sugar mommy. And they're calling you, young man, come. I'll buy you new Timberlands. I'll buy you new Gucci. I will give you some dollars. And you are supposed to be following Jesus. And your eyes start to look on the side. And they show you. If you are driving, you will go into accident. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Do not allow yourself to be turned away. I've also spoken about those that run alone. The Christian walk is not to run alone. You have to run with others. What is the joy if one church fails and the only church is growing? Is it to say that, oh, our church is the only church growing? Don't you realize that we are one body? That the believers, they shared everything that they had. They had unity, they had love for one another. And another reason why people cannot make it is because of pride and confidence in human effort. When you think, I have done so much. You see, me, I have preached 300 sermons. You see, me, I have been a Christian for 45 years.
And a woman, and a man, comes to our
bed. Even before your parents thought about you, I was a Christian. Others will say, ah, you know how many churches I have built. Do you know how many believers I have brought to salvation? Don't you see how anointed I am? When you start thinking about what you have done, you're going to be distracted. You're going to fall away. I tell you, when you stay with God, you will know that we only stay steadfast because of the grace of God. The only reason by which God keeps us steadfast is His mercy and His grace. This is more than self-discipline. You know, soldiers, they go for training. And they are taught to be tough. But there's a time even soldiers are tired. Even in this Christian walk, you can be praying every day. There's a time you can get tired. That is the place where you need to ask for the grace of God. You say, God, help me. Help me. I am struggling in prayer. Help me. I am struggling in reading of the word. Help me. I feel that in my heart I am falling away. I am being distracted. Help me. The Bible tells us the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. That is why God has given us a helper. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we are dead. I tell you, once you learn to hear His voice, and even if you are feeling dry and empty, when you spend time in prayer, and genuinely in brokenness, and you cry out to God and say, God, I am dry. I tell you, God is close to the broken heart. He will come and say, my child, I forgive you. Let's walk together. That is called the grace of God. Grace is what helps us to stay steadfast. In as much as the believers did all these things, it was only possible by the help of the Holy Spirit. We will never stand as believers without the Holy Spirit. I want us to stand. And then And I want you to close your eyes.
And then
take a moment and reflect about your life.
Still walking together, fakir and higher attack.
Examine yourself.
Get high in the midst of the attack.
The Bible tells us, let us examine ourselves, see if we have fallen. And I want you to take a moment and ask God, speak to your Father. Ask Him for mercy. Ask Him for His grace. You need His strength. Your strength is weak. Your strength has reduced. Ask the Lord for grace. Ask Him to pour out His mercy upon you. If you have sinned, you have fallen away from God, confess your sins to Him. Take a moment to pray. Father, we thank You. We give You glory, we give You honor, we give You adoration. I thank You for Your word that has come to us, O God. You know Your children. You know them that are weak, them that are wanting to give up, them that are distracted by sin or by one thing or another. Oh God, I plead the blood of Jesus upon us today, oh God. I remove every distraction of the enemy, oh God. I come against every trap of darkness. Against every traps of the evil one, against every attacks of the enemy that wants to destroy these children, that wants to destroy the believers, to keep them from being steadfast in the things of God, from continuing in the hand of God. We bind every demonic activity. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus. I thank You that Your blood is available. I thank You that Your grace is available today, that Your children can receive grace. Receive grace this morning. Receive strength from the Lord this morning. Receive encouragement from the Lord this morning. Receive the input of the Holy Spirit in your heart today. Receive that encouragement from the Lord. Know that the Lord is with you. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your power. The Lord is your anointing. The Lord is your friend. He is your righteous right hand. He strengthens your hand for battle. He empowers you all. He fights your battles for you all. The Lord has gone before you. The Lord is your shield and your right hand. You shall not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. You shall dwell in the shadow of the Most High God. Father, I thank You that Your children are strengthened, that Your church is strengthened, that they continue to grow steadfast, that they get the staying power, to stay in faith. And indeed, we thank You that that power is available today. I thank You for the blood of Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I will not close before giving you a chance to be born again. If you are there, you've not given your life to Jesus.